solar system, terrestrial planets, Mercury, speedy messenger, Earth, no, Venus, morning or evening star, Earth, the blue planet, Mars, the red planet, gas giants, Jupiter, Jove or the Galilean system, Saturn, the ringed planet, Uranus, farther sky, Neptune, the windy planet, Pluto, the ice planet. Lost in space? Can't remember the nine planets and their order? Just to say this sentence. My very excellent mom just served us nice pickles. The first letter of each word matches the first letter of each planet. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. The true superstar of our solar system isn't a planet. It's a star, the one and only star we have in our system, and we call that star the Sun. Solar system means the system of the Sun. Like any celebrity, the Sun attracts other bodies with its strong gravitational pull, and our Sun is huge. If it were hollow, it could hold 1.3 million Earths. Of course, our solar system is more than just the Sun. It is the Sun and everything. The Sun's gravity can grab nine planets and their moons, asteroids, and comets. In addition to providing the gravitational glue that binds the solar system, our massive Sun is the nuclear power plant that supplies it with energy. Without the Sun's energy, life on Earth couldn't exist. The Sun makes up more than 99% of all the mass in the solar system. That means all the other bodies together make up less than 1%. No wonder it's the center of attention. Star. A huge body made of hot luminous gas that is held together by its own gravity. Compared to other stars, our Sun is a star of average size and energy. Planet. A large body that orbits a star. Terrestrial land planets have rocky cores and are much smaller than gas giants, which have thicker gas atmospheres. Asteroid or minor planet. A body smaller than a planet and made of rock, metal, or other minerals. There is a large belt of asteroids between Mars and Jupiter. Moon or satellite. A body that orbits a planet or asteroid. Most moons are much smaller than their planet or asteroid. Comet. An object composed of frozen gases and dust particles that was formed on the outskirts of the solar system and that orbits the Sun. Most comets have long, skinny orbits that take them beyond the planets. Ellipse. An elongated circle, the shape of a closed orbit, the part that one celestial body makes around another. Meteor or shooting star, a chunk of rock or metal that enters Earth's atmosphere and burns up in a fiery show. Meteorite, a chunk of rock or metal that has fallen to Earth from beyond its atmosphere. Meteoroid, a chunk of rock or metal moving through space. Gravity, the force that keeps celestial bodies in place. The Sun's gravity keeps the planets in orbit. Solar system stats. time for a little hopping. Check out the chart below for facts on Earth and the other 8 planets in our solar system. Planets: Mercury, diameter 3,029 miles or 4,878 kilometers. Year: one orbit around the Sun in Earth time, 88 days. Day: one rotation on our axis in Earth time, 59 days. Main gases in atmosphere: traces of argon, neon, helium. Number of moons: 0. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilogram kg. 41.0 lb or 18.5 kilograms. Claim to fame: daytime temperature 880 degree Fahrenheit or 470 degrees Celsius, night time minus 300 degree Fahrenheit or minus 183 degree Celsius. Venus: 7,515 miles or 12,102 kilometers. Year: one orbit around Sun in Earth time, 224 days, 17 hours. Day: one rotation of on axis in Earth time, 243 days. Main gases in atmosphere: carbon dioxide, very thick. Number of moons: 0. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilogram kg. 97.0 lb or 44.0 kilograms. Claim to fame: rotates east to west instead of west to east as other planets do. Earth: 7,921 miles or 12,756 kilometers. 365 days, 6 hours. 1 day, 23 hours, 56 minutes. Nitrogen, oxygen. 1. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilogram kg. 110.0 lb or 50.0 kilograms. Claim to fame: only body known to have life, mild climate, water as solid, liquid, gas. Planets: Mars, diameter 4,218 miles or 6,792 kilometers. Year in the time: 687 days, 23 hours. Day in Earth time: 24 hours, 37 minutes. Main gases in atmosphere: carbon dioxide, 10. Number of moons: 2. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilograms kg. 42.0 lb or 19.0 kilograms. Claim to fame: ice capped poles, four seasons, global dust storms. Planet: Jupiter, diameter 88,793 miles or 142,984 kilometers. Year in Earth time: 11 years, 11 months. Day in Earth time: 9 hours, 56 minutes. Main gases in atmosphere: hydrogen, helium. Number of moons: at least 16. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilograms kg. 276.5 lb or 125.5 kilograms. Claim to fame: colorful bands of gas marked by lightning with auroras near poles. Great red spot is a storm bigger than Earth. Planet: Saturn, diameter 74,853 miles or 120,536 kilometers. Your inner time, 29 years, 5 months. The inner time, 10 hours, 39 minutes. Main gases in atmosphere, hydrogen, helium. Number of moons, at least 18. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilograms. 118.0 lb of 53.5 kilograms. Claim to fame, circled by colorful ice rings ranging in width from fingernails to houses. Planet Uranus, diameter 31,744 miles or 51,118 kilometers. Year in Earth time, 84 years. Day in Earth time, 17 hours, 14 minutes. Main gases in atmosphere, hydrogen, helium, methane. Number of moons, 17. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilograms. 102.5 lb of 46.5 kilograms. Claim to fame, tipped sideways, so pole, not equator, faces sun. Planet Neptune, diameter 30,757 miles or 49,528 kilometers. Year in Earth time, 164 years. Day in Earth time, 16 hours, 7 minutes. Main gases in atmosphere, hydrogen, helium, methane. Number of moons, 8. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilogram. 135.5 lb or 61.5 kilograms. Claim to fame, winds of 1500 kilo per hour or 930 miles per hour. Highest recorded on any planet. Planet Pluto, diameter 1,430 miles or 2,300 kilometers. Year in Earth time, 248 years. Day in Earth time, 6 days, 9 hours, 18 minutes. Main gases in atmosphere, possibly nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and or methane. Number of moons, 1. Weight of 110 lb or 50 kilograms. 5.5 lb or 2.5 kilograms. Claim to fame, tiny size, offbeat orbit. Some people argue it's not even a planet. What a trip! Searching for that fun in the sun vacation spot? Check out the chart below. It shows the average distance of each planet from the sun. Mercury, 36 million miles, 58 million kilometers. Venus, 67 million miles, 107 million kilometers. Earth, 93 million miles or 149 million kilometers. Mars, 140 million miles or 224 million kilometers. Jupiter, 480 million miles or 768 million kilometers. Saturn, 890 million miles or 1,424 million kilometers. Uranus, 1,790 million miles or 2,848 million kilometers. Neptune, 2,800 million miles or 4,480,000 million kilometers. Pluto, 3,680 million miles or 5,872,000 million kilometers. Math wise, how much is 1,790 million? It's the same as 1,790 million. Has Galileo gone loony? Greece, 384 to 322 BC. During his lifetime, the Greek philosopher Aristotle thinks and thinks. Finally, he decides that Earth is the center of all existence and that the other heavenly bodies revolve around it in perfect circles. People are happy. We just love this idea of a geocentric, Earth-centered universe. It makes us feel important. Alexandria, Egypt, AD 127-145. Claudius, Ptolemaeus, Claudius Ptolemaeus, I think, known as Ptolemy, refines Aristotle's ideas but agrees that everything revolves around Earth. People remain happy. After all, it's only right that everything should travel around us. We are that special. Besides, there are references in the Bible that seem to back up geocentricity. Poland, 1543. Astronomer Nicholas Copernicus develops a theory that Earth and the other planets orbit the Sun, that they are heliocentric, Sun-centered. What? We are not the center of attention. People are angry. Copernicus doesn't feel their wrath. He dies right after his ideas are published. Padua, Italy, January 7, 1610. By Signor Scope. It's a beautiful night. You look up at a bright, round, shiny moon. A perfect sphere, right? Wrong. Or so said Galileo Galilei today in Padua. Professor Galileo says our pure moon is not perfect. He claims he has seen peaks and valleys on the moon and that they are bigger than Earth's. That would mean the moon might be more special in some ways than Earth. But wait, there's more. Galileo also says that four little stars circle Jupiter. Stars are circling another planet, but everything is supposed to circle around us, the Earth. Has Galileo not learned the lessons of Ptolemy? The church and all other scholars tell us all the stars orbit our noble planet. It's us. Everything is about us. After all, anyone can plainly see the sun and the stars across our sky each day and each night. But Galileo Galilei says he has proof in the form of an amazing instrument. It's called the telescope. And objects seen through it are magnified more than 1,000 times. Planet Earth, we must now consider, might be more ordinary than extraordinary. Ordinary. From the Starry Messenger by Galileo Galilei, 1610. Let me speak first of the surface of the moon. The brighter part and the darker part are plain to everyone, and every age has seen them. Other spots, smaller in size, sprinkle the whole surface of the moon. These spots have never been observed by anyone before me. From my observations, I feel sure that the surface of the moon is not perfectly smooth and exactly spherical, as a large school of philosophers considers. On the contrary, it is uneven, like the surface of the Earth itself. The boundary that divides the part in the shadow formed enlightened part is marked by an irregular, uneven and very wavy line. There appear very many bright points within the darkened portion, which gradually increase in size and brightness. After an hour or two, they become joined to the rest of the bright portion. Now, is it not the case on the earth before sunrise that while the plain is still in shadow, the peaks are illuminated by the sun's rays? Doesn't the light spread further? And when the sun has risen, don't the illuminated parts of the plains and hills join together? The grandeur of such prominences or peaks and depressions or valleys in the moon seems to surpass rugedness of the earth's surface. Jupiter has company on the 7th day of January in the present year 1610. The planet Jupiter presented itself to my view. I noticed three little stars, small but very bright, were near the planet. They seemed to be arranged exactly in a line and to be brighter than the rest of the stars. On the east side, there were two stars and a single one towards the west. At first, I believed them to be fixed stars, but on January 8th, I found a very different state of things. There were three little stars, all west of Jupiter and nearer together than on the previous night. I became afraid lest the planet might have moved differently from the calculation of astronomers. But on January 10th, there were two stars only, and both on the east side of Jupiter. The third, as I thought, was hidden by the planet. I knew that the changes of position could not by any means belong to Jupiter, but to the stars. I therefore concluded that there are three stars moving about Jupiter. Further, observations established that there are not only three, but four.